Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another episode of Deep, Warless Wednesday. The gospel for today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 29 to 37. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain and sat there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, for fear they may collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where could we get ever enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and fish, gave thanks and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over 7 baskets full. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today's gospel is one of the most beautiful gospel, I believe, because it shows how God will always provide. Minsan sa buhay natin, feeling mo, di ba, walang-wala na, as in sobrang hopeless and helpless ka na. Yet, out of nothing, God provided you with many things. Not just something, but with many things. Brothers and sisters, do you feel empty today? Meron bang emptiness sa buhay mo o sa puso mo na tingin mo is wala na talagang pag-asa? Maybe you're running out of money. Maybe feeling mo kulang ka sa love. Feeling mo ang kulang ka sa peace of mind. I don't know exactly what you are going through, but what I can assure you is that anuman yan, anuman ang kulang sa buhay mo, God will provide. All it takes is for you to have faith on Him. Stay with Him during the struggle and He will see it all. Actually, He see it all. And let Him fill you kung anuman ang emptiness sa buhay mo. Have a warless Wednesday, everyone. May God bless your heart always.